What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our last look for the week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. President Jose Raúl Moreno expressed his concern about distortions in the energy market. This was following the approval of a contractual change that increases costs for Electra Noreste S.A. ENSA users. The decision was made under the administration of Armando Fuentes, former administrator of the National Authority for Public Services, ASEP. This was before the end of his term, 4 months before the Moreno administration began. The changes in the contract forced ENSA to buy energy in the occasional market, which has a direct impact on the rates. There are distortions from the point of view of the players in the market, said the president, referring to the lack of control over the companies that provide electricity services. We cannot continue to manage the conglomerate of companies that provide electricity or communication services without the proper supervision of regulatory bodies, he said on Thursday. This was during the weekly press conference he holds from the presidency of the Republic. There he indicated that the country's electricity sector has operated for the last 10 years without effective regulation. And of course, the accumulation of problems on the table is very large. Documents that are illegal, gifts that were given to companies without any reason, and well, we are following up on it correctly and very closely, he said. The instruction is, let us minimise the increase in the rate, he stressed. In the occasional electricity market, rates are higher because they're not subjected to long-term contracts, which generates an increase in costs and therefore an increase in rates for consumers. The scenario arises from a series of events related to energy supply. In 2015, the electric transmission company, ETESA, awarded a contract to Martano Inc., now Sinolam Smarter Energy LNG Power Company Inc. Now, this was for the provision of energy and firm power. However, Martano did not build the planned thermoelectric plant and decided to transfer its contracts, which committed the delivery of energy to several distributors. After 8 years without the construction of the plant being completed, in 2023, Sinolam transferred part of its contract without reforms to Enel Green Power, which would be responsible for delivering the promised energy to the distributors Edimet and Edeci. However, in February of this year, the National Authority for Public Services, ASEPT, instructed ENSA to sign a contract with Alternergy, part of the Enfragen group. This contract established new conditions in the volume of energy to be delivered and in the prices of power, which will directly impact supply costs, resulting in an increase in rates for consumers. The President of the Republic, Jose Raúl Moreno, announced on Thursday that he will soon appoint the two people who will replace the Attorney General of the Nation and the Attorney General of the Administration, since the current incumbents, Javier Caraballo and Rigoberto González, respectively, will complete their term in December of this year. There will be two new Attorney Generals, said Moreno in response to a journalist's question about the profile of the next Attorney General of the nation. The only thing he must do is his job, investigate the crimes that are the responsibility of the public prosecutor's office, as it should be, without bias. And I am not referring to the current Attorney General, but to his predecessors, he clarified. He also mentioned that the Attorney General must monitor government actions with zeal, in order to adequately fulfil his role as state advisor in administrative matters and focus on following up on pending state matters in the Third Chamber of Administrative Litigation of the Supreme Court of Justice. I hope to make those announcements when I return from my trip to New York, he said, because the president is going to travel to New York next Saturday to participate in the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations. His return to the country is scheduled for Thursday, the 26th of September. The director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, appeared before the plenary session of the National Assembly on Thursday. This was after being summoned by the legislature to answer a questionnaire of six questions. The questions are related to the tender for the hemodialysis service supply of kits, construction and installation of hemodialysis units, awarded in July of this year for the amount of $178.2 million. The first to question Lau Cortez was Deputy Ernesto Sedeño from the Movimiento Otro Camino, who questioned him about the quality of care provided to patients and the issue of drug shortages. In response, the director of the CSS reported that according to a report he just received on his cell phone, the supply at the Arnulfo Arias Madrid hospital complex is 88.3%. However, earlier, the President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, in a press conference, had stated that during his visit to the aforementioned hospital complex, this was last Wednesday, the 18th of September, the head of the pharmacy department informed him that his supply of medicines was at 60%. He explained that the hospital complex handles about 6,000 items and that the medical staff is the one who must request the necessary supplies. If the person who needs the medicine or the supply does not ask for it or asks for it late, it does not enter the purchasing system, and that ultimately generates a shortage, added the director of the CSS. Though Cortez also stressed that the CSS is not only made up of the director, who will leave his post in 7 days, but is made up of 35,000 workers, of which 85% belong to the health sector and 15% to the administrative sector. All of them will continue in their positions, he said. Lau Cortez's appearance before the legislative plenary ended after 2 p.m., after the President of the National Assembly, Dana Castañeda, indicated that the regulatory time of 4 hours of session had expired and only 21 deputies were present. Rice producers marched on Thursday to the Presidency of the Republic in San Felipe. This was to demand late payments corresponding to the price compensation for the 23-24 harvest. They also protested against excessive rice imports during the harvest season, which, according to the rice farmers, threatens and undermines the country's food sovereignty. The march began at Plaza Vasco Núñez de Balboa on Avenida Balboa to Plaza Catedral near the Palacio de las Garzas. The protesters carried banners with messages calling for protection for Panamanian producers in this sector. A commission made up of producers managed to enter the presidency, where they were attended by government representatives. The Panama Maritime Authority, the AMP, published in the Official Gazette the extension for an additional 25 years of the Panama Canal Railway Company concession contract. Now, this is to operate the railroad between Panama City and Colón. Resolution number 008-2023 of the AMP Board of Directors, approved by the administration of former President Laurentino Cortizo, indicates that it was approved to extend the validity of contract number 70, which was initially granted in 1998, for an additional 25 years. The concession will continue until 2049 with the same clauses, despite the fact that in 1998, when the contract was signed, the market conditions and circumstances were completely different from those of today. At the end of the 1990s, containerized cargo handling in Panamanian ports barely exceeded 600,000 TEUs, that's units equivalent to a 20-foot container, per year. But today, that figure has surpassed 8 million TEUs per year. Likewise, an expanded canal is now in operation with larger locks that allow passage of vessels with twice the capacity of the original canal. These characteristics require a review of the clauses that the contract, according to an industry analyst. Initially, the contract committed the company to make investments during the first 5 years for a sum of no less than $30 million and granted it the right to develop, build, operate, manage, renovate, rebuild, modify, and direct the railroad and its infrastructure. The AMP points out that it was possible to verify that during the period of execution of the concession, the Panama Canal Railway Company invested $163.4 million between 1998 and 2018, a figure that exceeded the initial agreed amount of $30 million. It also states that this company has paid the state the sum of $55.12 million for 25 years, representing 10% of the gross income from all sources of income from activities carried out in the railway area. The General University Council, the CGU, of the National Autonomous University of Chiriqui, or NACHI, in an extraordinary meeting held at its main headquarters on Wednesday, approved a resolution in which it flatly rejects the blocking of the budget item that has been generated by self-management of UNACHI. According to a statement released by the General Secretariat of this higher education institution, UNACHI is the only institution in the educational sector that has suffered budget cuts amounting to $14.9 million. It adds that this prevents it from paying for electricity, internet, insurance for students, laboratory and cleaning supplies, fuel for academic tours, professional and economic services for student welfare, as well as subsidies for research. On August the 14th, in a unanimous decision, the Budget Committee of the National Assembly denied the transfer of budget items requested by the rector of UNACHI, Etelvina Medirano de Bonegas, to pay juicy retirement bonuses totaling some $600,000 and another $250,000 for operating expenses, which would include precisely the payment of basic services. The deputies refused to approve the transfer of funds after an uncomfortable session for UNACHI staff, especially for the rector, who was questioned about her administration and her morality to be at the head of a state university. However, from the meeting with the deputies, the rector received a warning. They announced to her that they would request a forensic audit from the controller's office on the management of UNACHI funds. The rains are going to continue until the weekend. The National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, has issued a warning for rain and storms that will continue until Saturday the 21st. This alert covers Chiriqui, Negave Bugli, Piraguas, Bocas del Toro, Coclay, Los Santos, Herrera, Colón, West Panama, East Panama and Darien, according to reports from the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA. The IMHPA explained that the rains are due to a low-pressure system located in the north of the country, which will later move towards Central America, and an increase in winds from the south. These atmospheric conditions will generate more intense showers than expected for Friday, today, and tomorrow, Saturday. In the light of this, CINAPROC has urged precautionary measures to be taken, especially in the most vulnerable areas. Avoid crossing rivers and streams that experience sudden flooding. Do not stay in areas prone to landslides. Stay away from leafy trees that could fall due to strong winds. In addition, it has been warned that the rains could coincide with the maximum tides of September on the Pacific coast, with expected heights of up to 5.18 metres, which could generate risky situations in coastal areas. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for you for today's programme.